Fixing a Broken Turnabout by Xavier Wright. Synopsis. Local theater nerd and defense attorney Daniel has invited his best bro for life, Marcus, to hang out and watch a play together. It's very platonic. The play is very good, even managing to win over a skeptical Marcus. But unfortunately, their friendly night out is interrupted when they suddenly hear a very real gunshot that has nothing to do with the show. Review. Story and characters. Daniel and Marcus are truly the Super Mario Brothers. This is what I get out of this, I think. Anyway, Xavier stated before that this is a remake slash reimagining of his first ever publicly released trial. I've never played the original version, so I'm not completely certain what carries over and what doesn't. This case has a pretty brisk pace, with a rather short and pretty linear investigation that then jumps to the trial. The biggest mystery so far has to do with the prologue of the case, which is currently unexplained and seems disconnected from the events of the case at first, though I do have some ideas. This is our first case in this competition where almost every character is an original character of some kind, with the only exceptions being the judge and a brief appearance by Winston Payne, whose appearance mainly seems to exist to point out the fact that our leads look pretty much identical to Apollo Justice and Phoenix Wright, but no one else can see that. Some characters currently feel extremely underutilized, but I expect that they might become relevant later in the trial. Currently, due to the unfinished nature of the case, it's a bit difficult to tell where the story will lead, though there's enough of a hook already to the point where I want to find out where it goes and have that prologue explained to me, since it feels very tonally different from the rest of the story. One thing I will say is that the investigation currently feels like it could use more meat to it in terms of optional dialogue. Xavier takes a very different approach from me in terms of presenting stuff for optional dialogue, since a lot of the time a present talk will just be a few frames of a quick dialogue exchange rather than a full conversation. I understand this may just be my preferences talking here, though, and my experiences with Xavier's other works leads me to believe this might just be his style. I would at least ask Xavier to get a second or third opinion on this to see if it isn't just me who thinks this, though, since I'd really like more time to get to know these characters more. The story has potential, and as someone who has experience revisiting their own prior work to try to polish it up to my current standards, I wish Xavier the best of luck. Presentation. So, I think I might have brought this up during my stint as a guest judge in Ticking Time Bomb, but my immediate first instinct when testing or judging a case with trial gameplay is to bomb as hard as possible and immediately try to get a game over to see what happens. This unfortunately revealed that there's currently no game over redirect in this trial, though I imagine that will change in the full version. In addition to that, there's a certain point in the trial where I think it makes sense for the player's truth bar to be completely replenished. I think Xavier probably knows what moment I'm talking about when I say that, and it's an easy fix, so I'd strongly encourage doing it. Well, aside from that, the presentation is usually solid. I only spotted a few typos during my playthrough. The music used so far is all, or almost all, Ace Attorney music from various games in the series, and it's used pretty well, though there were times in the investigation specifically where the game felt unusually quiet and lacking in sound direction. Overall, I think my issues with the presentation can easily be fixed, and aside from those easily fixed issues, the vibe of the case is consistent and maintained. Gameplay. So this is one section where fixing a broken turnabout unfortunately struggles, Though I do think there's room to make improvements for a public version after the comp is over. Fixing a broken turnabout takes the investigation, then trial approach that we're all so fond of doing. I know I am, at least. For the most part, the contradictions are easy enough and the game is intuitive enough in what it wants from the player. Getting into the specific issues I had requires spoilers within spoilers. So here's another spoiler tag, though there are no story spoilers here. And since I'm reading this out loud, I guess I'll just skip over the spoiler tag within a spoiler tag. I do want to emphasize that the rest of the game works just fine. It's just that those two issues stand out quite a bit. Here's hoping that this feedback can help Xavier create a smoother experience, since I do believe these issues can be resolved. The crime itself is quite interesting to think about and solve, and towards the end of the playable comp entry build, something happens that piques my interest a lot, so I'm curious what the final game will look like. Theme relevance. Xavier has mentioned before being uncertain about whether the theme relevance would be clear enough with what's provided of the story so far. This is one case where it's pretty clear that the payoff for the theme relevance will be found later into the story, since so far Daniel doesn't feel particularly Luigi. That said, this is where the vague prologue I've mentioned before comes in to save the day. After rereading it once I finish what's currently available of the case, I have some idea of where Xavier's going with this, and I think it counts. It's unfortunate that we haven't gotten to the payoff yet, but on the flip side, that also means I'm curious to see what the payoff will be like. Daniel can wear a Luigi cap, too, if he wants. I've decided that. Daniel and Marcus in Super Mario Bros. Cosplay real. Overall, an interesting start to a reimagining I'm eager to see more of. Despite some rough edges, I'm sure they can be smoothed out, and I'm curious to see where the story will go. I look forward to seeing what Xavier has planned for the rest. And over here for Xavier's, real-life photo, I have literally just Edgeworth. Xavier doesn't have an AAO avatar, at least at the time of me recording this. So I went with Xavier's Discord avatar instead. So Edgeworth is surprisingly hard to draw. Like, this was one of the hardest ones for me to draw for some reason. That just goes to show that the Ace Attorney art team, they really work hard, harder than we ever think. They were cooking. They've been cooking. This is what being inspired by boys' love is really all about. Anyway, thanks for making.